Roy Williamson had a childhood friend named Harry Brickeen, or Harry the Cat, as he was known in his baseball days. Both had grown up in Francis, Oklahoma. Harry was scouting for the Yankees. Roy tracked him down and passed along his phone number to his son. Ron's powers of persuasion paid off in June 1976 when he convinced the Yankees that his arm was fully healed and better than ever. After seeing enough good pitching to realize he couldn't hit it, Ron decided to play to his strength, his right arm. It had always caught the attention of the scouts. Oakland had continually talked of converting him to a pitcher. He signed a contract with the Oneonta Yankees of the New York Penn League, Class A, and couldn't wait to get out of Tulsa. The dream was alive again. He could certainly throw hard, but oftentimes had little idea where the ball was going. His breaking stuff was unpolished. He'd simply not had enough experience. Throwing too hard, too quick, the soreness came back, slowly at first, then practically a full-blown limpness. The 2-year layoff took its toll, and when the season was over, he was cut again. Again avoiding Ada, he returned to Tulsa and sold insurance. Annette dropped by to check on him, and when the conversation shifted to baseball and his failures, he began crying hysterically and couldn't stop. He admitted to her that he had long, dark bouts of depression. Once more accustomed to life in the minors, he fell into his old habits, hanging around bars, chasing women, and drinking a lot of beer. To pass the time, he joined a softball team and enjoyed being the big star on a small stage. During a game on a cool night, he fired a throw to first base, and something snapped in his shoulder. He quit the team and gave up softball, but the damage was done. He saw a doctor and put himself through a strenuous rehab program, but felt little improvement. And he kept the injury quiet, hoping once again that a good rest would have things healed by spring. Ron's final sally into professional baseball came the following spring, in 1977. He again talked his way into a Yankee uniform. He survived spring training, still as a pitcher, and was assigned to Fort Lauderdale in the Florida State League. There he endured his final season, all 140 games, half of them on the road, on the buses, as the months dragged by and he was used as sparingly as possible. He pitched in only 14 games, 33 innings. He was 24 years old with a damaged shoulder that wouldn't heal. The glory of Asher and the Merle Bowen days were far away. Most players get a sense of the inevitable, but not Ron. There were too many people back home counting on him. His family had sacrificed too much. He'd bypassed college and an education to become a major leaguer, so quitting was not an option. He had failed at marriage, and he was not accustomed to failure. Plus, he was wearing a Yankee uniform, a vivid symbol that kept the dream alive every day. He gamely hung on until the end of the season. Then his beloved Yankees cut him again.